Oh, huh. You actually showed up. Yeah, who are we kidding? Of course you did. You can't escape me. And besides, it's not like you've got anything better to be doing. We both know that drooling dumbasses like you don't have anything else going on. Now, you know the rules. Camera on, bitch. And you better not be naked when you do so. I don't want you wasting my precious time slipping out of your tighty-whities when you could have taken a simple minute to prepare. There we are. Oh, fuck. I forgot how pathetic you look. No wonder you can't help but keep coming back to me. This is the closest you'll ever get to actually fucking a woman, isn't it? Uh-uh-uh. Don't try to deny it. I'm looking at that little shrimp dick right now, and I don't think I've ever seen one where that description fits better. So small and wrinkly. Ugh, gross. It almost makes me regret even letting you do this. Almost. But if it wasn't me, there'd be nobody for you. So come on, slut, start stroking. That's right, grab that little pinprick of a dick between two of your fingers and start rubbing it. Don't bother with lube, you don't need any. That pre-cum already dribbling should be plenty, and if it's not, well, that's what your spit's for, isn't it? Oh, and you better not be multitasking here. No other tabs open with porn playing or erotica you're scrolling through. No. When you fap, you only fap to me. The only girl that even notices you. I want you staring at my blank-ass profile picture while you goon yourself into oblivion. It's just you and the voice inside your ears. You don't deserve to see an actual woman, naked or otherwise. And you certainly don't deserve to be jacking off to actual porn. No, all you deserve is to stroke, stroke, stroke while I speak, speak, speak. Stop when you're close to the edge and then keep going. Edge yourself stupid, but don't you dare think about coming until I say you can. Simple enough, isn't it? Even a drooling dumbass like you should be able to follow those instructions, right? No, no, no. Hands off your cock. Don't yes mistress me. Let's get one thing straight. I'm not your mistress. I'm not your mommy. I'm not your anything. I am above you, and you are not even worthy to acknowledge my existence. I don't want to hear you talk to me because, frankly, you don't deserve it. Now, if you do a good enough job, you may be able to address me one day. But I can assure you that won't happen for a good long while. For now, you're nothing. Just a cock and hand on my screen stroking again that I can look at and laugh. And I'm simply the voice in your head helping you realize what a pathetic little bitch you are. For all you know, I'm not actually real. Maybe you're so fucking broke and you're just imagining this, desperate for anybody to acknowledge you. It wouldn't be that hard to believe, would it? That you're such a desperate cunt that the best you could hope for in a sexual fantasy is the disembodied voice of a woman who may or may not exist, humiliating you for being such a hopeless loser. Fuck, of course that's the kind of thing you'd get off on. You really are shameless, aren't you? I bet you're already getting close to the edge. But remember, slut, you don't come until I allow it. You can't even be trusted to control how you masturbate, can you? It's a good thing you've got me here, isn't it? A nice, helpful voice to guide you as you stroke your mind away. If you were allowed to acknowledge me, this is where I'd expect you to say thank you. You are thankful, after all. I don't even need to see the desperation on your face to know that. I mean, it helps, and it's funny as fuck. Please, I'm so close. Don't make me stop. I need this. That's what it looks like you want to say. Of course, we both know how I'd respond. Denied. I don't give a fuck what you want. Isn't that pathetic? I couldn't give two shits about you. And yet here you are, still jacking off to my voice. Hell, it doesn't even matter what I'm saying, does it? I mean, don't get me wrong. We both know you love being degraded, but you're so far gone that you'd be jacking that pathetic appendix to me reading you the dictionary if you could. Fuck, I think I might want to try that. Let's see. Antique. Adjective. 1. Having a high value because of age and quality. Example, an antique clock. 2. Belonging to ancient times. An item that has not been used in a long while. Example, that pathetic shriveled up dick you're holding in your hands. I knew it. You're such a hopeless little slut. You'll literally jack off to anything I say. It's fucking gross if we're being honest. Still, the fact that it's my voice you're wanting to listen to shows that you do have some taste in that itty-bitty brain of yours. And my voice is so good, isn't it? You're already close again. Shit, you're so fucking desperate. I wonder, how badly do you want to come? Don't answer that. It's rhetorical. And stop stroking if you're close. I certainly haven't said you can come yet. Hell, I haven't even given you any proper guarantees you'll get to come today. If anything, I'm inclined to deny you. I mean, you did fuck up with that yes, mistress bullshit. And if I'm a figment of your imagination like I may be, then we both know that you don't really deserve to come. A pathetic slut like you, actually getting some release or satisfaction? I mean, please. Even letting your little cummies out all over your chest is more than they deserve. Inhabiting the same air that your betters breathe before you mop it up with a crusty cum rag. Ugh, no thanks. Yeah, no. I definitely think you don't get to come like usual. I'm sorry. What the fuck are you doing? That doesn't mean I've given you permission to stop stroking. No, I want you to keep edging for me until I say to stop. Who cares if you don't get to come like usual? What matters is doing what the fuck I say. Listen to my voice and obey. Stop trying to think for yourself, you dumb bitch. We both know that only causes more problems. So, just empty your head, focus on my voice, and keep fucking stroking. I don't care if it's starting to hurt. In fact, I hope it does. If your balls are aching, good. If the skin is starting to chafe, all the better. That just means you're clearly not getting enough pre-cum over the shaft. And no, you can't help it out with your spit. My voice should give you everything you need, and if it doesn't, well, that's a you problem, now isn't it? It makes sense, though. I mean, your entire life is a you problem. I don't give a shit. Did I say that already? Eh, who cares? I certainly don't. If this is starting to get repetitive, too bad. I thought the repetition would have made it clear I don't give two shits about what you think or feel. So you'll keep stroking, and if you're bored, you'll do a good fucking job of hiding it if you ever want to hear me again. That's right. Just like that. I expect you to look nice and enthused, even if you know you may not be able to come. Just stare at the camera like a fucking bimbo bitch, eyes glazed over, mouth open in a nice big O shape while you stroke, stroke, stroke. Shit, I think we may have found the one thing you're good at. You look perfect as a brainless fucking bimbo. Actually, that gives me an idea. It's your lucky day, slut. I'm going to let you come after all. So, are you ready, cunt? You're going to come at my command when I reach 0. 10. Keep stroking that cock. Get it nice and close. 9. And don't you dare fucking change your expression. 8. I want to see my brainless bimbo's face as you start leaking for me. 7. Exciting, isn't it? 6. So close yet so far. 6. Maybe even further than you expected. 7. But you don't care because you're a good fucking bitch. 8. And a good fucking bitch would keep their cock right on the edge. 7. Ready to explode whenever I command. 6. A brainless bimbo who doesn't care about numbers. 13. About countdowns. 4. About anything other than following my instructions. 10. They know that they'll come all over their chest when I command them to. 9. All that pathetic spunk spurting out without a moment's hesitation. 18. That's right. A brainless bimbo is ready to blow their load all over whenever I say 0. Oh, fuck. What a perfect bimbo. You managed to come right when I said. Of course, you know what good bimbo bitches do when they find themselves covered in cum. Ugh, I guess you're taking brainless a bit too literally. Don't stare like that. Cum is a bimbo bitch's favorite food. So go on. Eat up, bitch. Come on, cunt. I'm waiting. You know you don't have a choice. If I tell you, you have to do it. That's right. Slurp it all down. I did say that it wasn't fair to have it in the air or on a cum rag. So make sure you get every last drop and stuff it right back where it belongs inside your bitch ass. Oh, I hope it tastes foul. I have to imagine it would. After all, it's your cum and, well, I mean, it's you. Well, slut, did you like that? I know I certainly didn't. I mean, I never realized that your O-face was so ugly, and I certainly didn't expect you to hesitate when it came to swallowing your load. In fact, I'm starting to regret letting you come at all. I know it's fun to have you be a brainless bimbo, but if that's the price we pay, I don't think that trade-off is worth it. So, you know what you're going to do. You're going to buy 3 things to make it up to me. First, you're getting a chastity cage, because it's clear you can't be trusted to handle your cock as it currently stands. I mean, even with my guidance, it's so pathetic, so a cage will fix that right up. And don't think that owning one already will get you out of this. I imagine a slut like you probably has at least a couple. So if you do, buy one a size smaller than what you already own. We need to get that shrimp dick caged even tighter. Then, you're going to buy yourself a vibrating butt plug. After all, being caged makes it a lot harder for you to follow my instructions. We'd be taking away the one tool you'd have to use. So a nice butt plug will make up for that. Buy one, and if you already have one, buy a bigger one. Then, give me control of it. That way, I can still make sure you're following my commands, and we don't have to run the risk of you fucking things up like you did today. It's all under my control. And speaking of me, for the 3rd gift, you're going to buy me something nice. I don't care what it is. You know the kinds of things I want already. Just make sure it's not something cheap and easy. However much you have, I want you to spend just enough that you feel the sting of that money leaving your wallet. That you hesitate at the checkout wondering if you can go through with it. That is, before you realize how hopelessly enthralled by me you are, and you end up buying me 2 gifts just to make extra sure I'm satisfied. I hope you understood all that, slut, because we're just getting started. I'm going to have so much fun humiliating you next time. But until then, fuck off. I've got things to do, and frankly, I've wasted enough time already indulging you. So, bye, bitch.